Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There are still several hours until polls close this evening. You have until 8 p.m., but a lot of voters might be opening their mail-in ballots for the first time today, or perhaps they're just on the fence about heading to their local polling place. And there's a lot of information to sift through, from the presidential race to congressional and state candidates, as well as different props. Joining us now with some last-minute tips on how to get informed and participate in your civic duty is Kim Alexander, president and founder of the California Voter Foundation. Good afternoon, Kim.
Hi, Vicky.
So I have been in this boat before. I am among, not now, not this election, but in previous ones. A lot of people might be opening their ballots for the first time today. Life is busy, and there's just a lot of information to sift through. It is two pages. Maybe the bigger contests and races are easier, but once you get down to the props and local races, it may be a little more tricky. So if you're filling out your ballot for the first time last minute, what are some words of wisdom that you have for voters?
Well, the most important tools to find to help you make your voting choices is the Secretary of State's statewide California Voter Information Guide that has all the information on the propositions, and also your county voter information guide that has information on the local contests and measures. And so those can be really helpful to just get you started. You can also look at the ballot itself. We have a new law in California that requires the top organizations opposing and supporting ballot measures to be listed on the actual ballot. So just look at the ballot. That can help you give you some idea about who you want to align with. And, you know, fill it out the best you can. I mean, a lot of voters will know how they might want to vote on some contests, but maybe not every contest. And as I like to say, it's not a test. You don't have to vote on every single thing. You know, people don't want to make the wrong choice, and I totally get that. So better to just skip a contest you're unsure about and just make sure you vote and be a voter.
At this point, if you finish your ballot, we're talking at, you know, almost one in the afternoon. Is your recommendation to put it in a mailbox, or should you actually go and find a location where you can drop it off at, you know, a designated polling place to ensure that it's much because of the postmark? It needs to be postmarked by today.
Exactly. Your ballot has to be postmarked today, November 5th. And really the only way you can guarantee that that happens if you're going to use the mail is to go to a post office, go up to the counter, make sure it is postmarked, because sometimes ballots don't get postmarked. And so you really want to make sure that happens. If you don't want to do that, and really a better option is to go to a vote center or an official drop box and turn your ballot in there. And there are plenty of them all over the state. And the good news is, even if you're not in your home county, you're out of town, but you have your ballot, you can return your ballot to any voting site or drop box in the state, and they will get it to your home county.
When it comes to the work that you do, it's obviously leading up to today. You want to get people to vote, but it doesn't end here, right? There's going to be a lot of waiting for results as ballots get counted. So for anyone who feels a little anxious or stressed out, I think there's a good bunch of people out there awaiting these results. What will we likely know later tonight or tomorrow morning? And what's important to keep in mind about what we won't know?
Yeah, there are a lot of known unknowns in the vote counting process. And we launched a new project last week called the Close Count Transparency Project. I heard Paul Mitchell on earlier talking about those seven congressional races in California that may help decide which party controls the House of Representatives after this election. We're tracking all seven of those contests on our website at calvoter.org. Look for the Close Count Transparency Project. And as soon as results start coming in, we will start populating our tracking sheet day by day with the results of those contests. We'll tell you how many ballots have been reported, you know, how many votes have been recorded with the Secretary of State from the counties where those contests are taking place. And also, once we know the numbers, how many ballots remain to be counted in the counties that make up that district. Now, what's important for people to keep in mind when they look at unofficial results on the Secretary of State's website is you're not seeing the whole picture. You're seeing all the ballots that have been turned in so far. I heard earlier the Secretary of State and Paul saying it was about 40%. So we're going to see those ballots showing up on election night, but all of these ballots that are being returned as vote by mail ballots and in person at voting sites, through the mail, postmarked today and returned within 7 days to the county elections offices, those all get counted after the election. And it is literally a mountain of ballots that the elections staff have to work their way through. So we don't even really find out until Thursday how many ballots remain to be counted. And that's when we'll find out whether Paul Mitchell's predictions of whether we have 16.8 million voters or not turn out to be true. But that's where a lot of the guessing goes on, you know, trying to figure out what the turnout is. And our project is designed to help people better understand that in these close races where the margins are really narrow, you can't determine who is the likely winner until you've counted most of the ballots. And that's what we'll help people keep track of through this project and also preserve what the vote count is day by day. So as that, you know, as Paul Mitchell described it as the red shift and the blue shift, as those different waves of ballots come in and get counted, you can see, you know, maybe the Democrats up at one point, but then the Republican, you know, takes the lead later on. We're going to keep that all preserved day by day so people can see that history as it unfolds.
Which is why it's so important to vote, because every vote counts. And especially in these competitive races, I mean, every vote really does count, and it can take days or weeks before you actually get a clear picture of who won that race. So what message do you have for voters who are, you know, maybe a little demoralized or apathetic about the process, and maybe they're just kind of reluctant about going to the polls today, and actually they're registered, but maybe they don't want to show up, and are even skeptical about whether their voice matters?
That's a great question. And, you know, we hear it a lot with the presidential election, where there are these seven battleground states that everybody's focused on, and the rest of us are, like, you know, not being considered. But do remember that the popular vote also matters quite a bit. And people will report the popular vote, even though it doesn't determine who the president is. It does hold a lot of weight in the public's mind. And in the last election for president, California's ballots comprised 11% of all of the votes cast for president in 2020. So just think about that. You know, we are more than one in 10 voters in the country when it comes to choosing, deciding who we want to have as president. It may not translate into electoral college votes, and that's another issue we should probably deal with. But the other thing I want people to remember is, you know, politicians pay attention to the people who are voting. And if you and people who look like you and face the same challenges as you do, whether you're young, college student, you know, housing insecure, whatever, you know, a parent with kids in schools, whatever your situation is, if people like you are not voting, you're not going to have the weight with politicians that you need to have to get their ear, get their attention, and get them to care about your issues. So that's why it's so important to be a voter. If you want politicians to care about what you think, you and your demographic need to be participating in the process.
Well, Kim, as always, thank you. And I am going to plug your election song this year. It is Democracy Isle, and it can be sung to the tune of Gilligan's Island. We do have a link to it if anyone wants to partake. It is always a lot of fun. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki.
Kim Alexander is the president and founder of the California Voter Foundation, giving us some last minute tips for making an informed vote today before polls close at 8 p.m. You can vote. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. And we are going to actually catch you back here later today. We will have live election coverage throughout the evening. Talk soon.